Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Saturday night, August the 25th, 2018, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as we always do, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking that you please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of my very first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing the word again on tonight. And for new listeners, Pastor Norman King is my guest every third and fourth Saturday night. He is a powerful, anointed man of God. I'm not saying it because he's my cousin. I'm saying it because I know that he walks with the Lord. He has fellowship with the Lord. And he has God's people in his heart. And he has the heart of love and compassion for all people, not only God's people. So he is going to be bringing the word on tonight. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. And why do I ask you to do this? It's because I don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted, to think that anyone that comes forth over this worldwide ministry is making up things. Whether I bring the message myself or any guest, I want you to be able to read it for yourself. The Lord says in his word, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So right now we're going to go into prayer as we always do. And I'm always asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me, because we serve a God. He's an awesome God. And he can hear all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, your only begotten beloved Son, in whom you said you're well pleased. It's in his name that we come on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise. Our soon coming King, we give you praise, glory, and honor in his name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We bless your name on tonight because you're worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You're not like man. You are faithful. You stand on your word. You are a promise keeper. So we thank you for who you are on tonight. We've come to you now, Lord, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, also Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word, not just healers only, but doers of your word all over the land, Forgive us of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and body. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we lift up those that are dealing with mental issues and mental illnesses tonight. You know who they are, and you know where they are, and you know exactly how to reach them. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and minds, because you said in your word that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we pray, Lord, that you would send a vessel into each one's life that are dealing with mental issues or mental illness on tonight, that they would get the physical and the spiritual help that they need, that they can be able to fulfill their God's purpose on the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen each one of them. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lifting up our brother in Christ, Senator John McCain. Heavenly Father, you know of his situation, and you promised in your word that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we lift him up now to you and his entire family and his cancer fight. And, oh God, we know that you are able. So we just ask that, that your will be done in his life and the life of his family for your glory. And also the television host, Brother Robin Leach, we pray for his family and all those that have lost loved ones. Comfort and strength of each one of them as only you can is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And before I close this prayer, Lord, I don't want to forget to lift up my father, James Frank Brown Sr. I thank you for allowing us, his children, together today at his home with a surprise dinner for him. So we lift him up to you, not only him, but I lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, to you, Heavenly Father, if he's ready to go through for surgery. We know that we claim the victory for him, and not only him, but for my father as well, that you are going to be glorified through what you're going to do through their lives, through their bodies, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I now lift up my sister in Christ, mother of Phillips, and her entire family as they get ready to go on to the roads. We pray, Lord, that you will grant them traveling grace to make it to their destination safely, and that they will arrive back home safely and find everything well in the name of Jesus Christ. And they will give you the glory, knowing that you are with them every step of the way. So we just bless your name on tonight. We pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word on tonight, that should there be any listener that is not saved in your son Jesus' name, that they will be able to open their own mouth after hearing your word, that the word will be received, and they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them so that they will be saved in his name and they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their own individual God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we bless your name on tonight. We pray that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in all of us, because we know that it's not about us, it's about you. And we just thank you for the opportunity, for the privilege to be your servants in these last and evil days. We ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, tonight we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, today's lost people need street ministry like never before. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, today's lost people, or in other words, today's spiritually blind, those that are still spiritually blind, need street ministry like never before. I am asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/civic ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcement, I do want to stress and let everyone know the upcoming shows of the new hosts that are under my direction. I thank God for the new open doors that he has blessed this worldwide platform with. Before we go to our music break, I just want to let the listeners know, especially the new listeners, if you do not know, we have other shows up under my direction. You can take this information down so you can tune in and listen to them and be blessed by God's word by them as well. First, we have Jose Dorsey. And his show is titled Theologically Speaking. And he comes forth every first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, this show's title is Theologically Speaking, and the host is Jose Dorkey. Once again, he comes on. His show airs every first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Then we have Clinically Speaking with psychologist Sierra Renee, and her show airs. She comes on. She is an awesome woman of God, and I love her because she applies the word of God to every situation. Anyone that she deals with that are dealing with psychology issues or mental issues, she put the word of God on that situation. So that's what I love about her and her show. So she comes forth on the air, and she has done her first show already, but she comes forth every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night. Again, every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, her show is titled Clinically Speaking with Sierra Renee. And then finally, my pastor's armor bearer, Minister Sharon Rambis. He was on tonight at 6:30. His show is titled Ministry I'm Possible. Ministry I'm Possible with Minister Sharon Rambis. He came on tonight, did an awesome job on the show tonight. And I thank God for what God is doing through him and his show. Again, he had a show on tonight, and I'm trying to find this information real quick while I have you on the line so you can write this information down for when he comes on so you can be tuning in to all the different hosts that comes up under my direction so you can be blessed by them as God uses them as well. So Minister Rambis' show is titled, once again, Ministry Impossible. And his theme is coming from Luke chapter 18, verse 27. His theme is, with God, all things are possible. And his show airs each second Thursday and also every fourth Saturday night. Once again, each second Thursday night and every fourth Saturday night, his show airs from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So I pray that you have taken this information down so you can tune in to these other awesome men and women of God and be blessed by them as God uses them to share his word to his people. So right now, we're going to go to our music break, and I pray that you be blessed by this music break on today. I want the listeners to know that after Pastor King has delivered the message on tonight, do not hang up the phone. Do not go off the Internet. He's going to share with us, after delivering God's word, he's going to share with us a song and ministry in song by William Murphy, and his song is titled I Know Why I Am Here. So you want to stay tuned and be blessed by that song as well. So right now, we're going to go to our music break, and I pray that you be blessed by it. We're going to do a short music break so we can get right into the word. Hey, man.
Come on. All up in my way.
From what?
Coming up, computer. Look at this stuff. That's what I'm trying to get started. Clean it up. All these women, porno stuff. I'll put my cost my thing getting infected. My, what's called? Expired. My, no, treat it. My security. Thing to keep stuff is expired. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I had to cut that song off because that song right there was about to get me. So I had to turn it loose so we could get the word tonight. I had to turn that song loose because I get bored when I hear a song like that. So right now, we get ready to receive the word from Pastor Norman King. Someone need to put your phone on mute, please. Someone need to put your phone on mute. I'm hearing a lot of feedback in the background. Could someone place your phone on mute, please? I'm hearing a lot of feedback in the background. Could you please place your phone on mute other than Pastor Norman King? Pastor Norman King, do not put your phone on mute. I'm going to bring you forth so we can deliver God's word. And right now, listeners, I now present to you Pastor Norman King, who's going to bring forth God's word on tonight. Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord. We are definitely excited about being in a position to bring glory to the Lord. I thank you, Brother James, for allowing the opportunity for me to, by God's grace, of course, to be on the show again. As we tonight is going to be looking over into Matthew 3:17. Like I say, we thank God for the opportunity. I pray that someone will be able to receive something from this message tonight. Just give me a minute to bring it up here. Thank the Lord again for the opportunity. Jesus being a little slow. Okay, then I'm going to just go straight to 17 and we're going to elaborate from there. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for tonight, for the opportunity to be before your people, to bring forth your word. And we just pray that someone will receive something, whoever the person or persons is, to receive something from this message. And I pray that it be used to bring glory unto you, and that we all increase, that we will decrease as you are increased. We ask these prayers tonight in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we're going to come from the subject, identity crisis. Identity crisis. This is something that the Lord laid on my heart because we seem to have an issue in today's time with so when I look up the word identity crisis, I got a couple of different definitions. One is a period of uncertainty and confusion in which a person's sense of identity becomes insecure, typically due to a change in their expected aims or roles in society. Another definition for identity crisis is a state in which a person experiences uncertainty about who they really are. Amen. And I'm going to elaborate on this chapter 3 and go into chapter 4 a little bit. In Matthew, as we see that this was God speaking to his son after he was baptized, and he come up, and what God was doing, God was affirming. He was affirming his son. Amen. He said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." And so, there again, it was important for God to affirm his son. And my question to the listeners is this. It was important to God to affirm his son. So it's the same thing should apply to us. That means it's important to God that we be affirmed. Because if you look through the story of after Jesus was baptized and he went out to be tempted. Amen. In other words, in God's divine order, we cannot do the work divinely until we are affirmed. Amen. And that's why we see right after that that God affirmed his son. And the word affirm means it's a positive declaration. Amen. Given identity. Amen. Given approval. Amen. Other words, this affirmation was, it was a positive declaration to give identity. He said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. So the question would be to us today, as we are ministers of the gospel, as we are people of God who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, my question to you is that, have you been affirmed? You know, and with that being said, we have so many crises in regards to identity. I'm not going to deal with the world identity crisis. I won't speak to the church tonight, if I will, because there are a lot of identity crises within the church, because there are a lot of people telling folk who they are. And sometimes, because we are not grounded and rooted in the word, we take a hope to what somebody else says. And sometimes it's because we don't know what God has said. Amen. And sometimes we can know what God has said, just like in the Garden of Eden, whenever Satan approached Eve about the other tree. And the first thing Eve said is what God has said, but her problem was she entertained Satan in his craftiness. And someone, I'm not calling people Satan by no means, so don't get me wrong on this, but what I'm saying is that if God has, and this is the case I'm saying right now, I'm going to break it down a little bit different ways and different angles, right? But if you feel that God has affirmed you, amen, then don't let anyone waver you from that which you know God has affirmed. Amen. Adam lost his identity, amen, because of what? Sin, amen. And as we look in the scriptures, I want to give one to start out with in 1 Peter 2:9, where it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now keep in mind, identity crisis, affirmation from the Father. God has affirmed you, and you know this because you are grounded and rooted in the word of God. There should not be a matter of you having an identity crisis. Because if you go back to what I just read to you, why should you have an identity crisis? If you know for sure, come on somebody, that the word of God says in 1 Peter 2:9 that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, then why should you have an issue with your identity? Amen. You are not who what man say you are. Come on, somebody. You are who God say you is. Amen. So, and it's a very critical message, and a very, let me say it right, it's a very timely message, and a very critical time. Or let me back up. It's a timely message that's needed in the time which we are living in, because there's so many crises of identity that people are unsure about within the church. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Identity crisis is a period of uncertainty and confusion in which a person's sense of identity becomes insecure. Don't be insecure if you know God has affirmed you. Come on, somebody. Amen. If God says that you are a chosen generation, then you're a chosen generation. Amen. People don't have to like you because of who you say you are in Christ. They don't even have to even agree with you. But if God has affirmed you in your calling, then that's who you are. Amen. The word of God, the Bible says, but God cannot lie. So if through his word he said you are a chosen generation, then you're a chosen generation. If it says you are of a royal priesthood, then you are of a royal priesthood. If it says you're a holy nation, then you are of a holy nation. Amen. And it goes on and says that his own special people. That is you a special person? Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm trying to ground you tonight and root you in what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Other words, but let me remind you, we must be affirmed by God. Amen. A positive declaration. This is given what? Identity. Amen. It's given approval. So if God have approved you, then there should not be an issue of you having what? A identity crisis. Amen. God, the first time in the Trinity, the three persons of Godhead is clearly seen in the New Testament. The Son being baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon the Son, and God the Father voiced his approval. Here we go again. I want to reiterate this, y'all, because this is very serious. Amen. The Father voiced his approval. This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this is something that we should be sure about. If you say God called you, and it's not my place to judge you, but I just want to say some things tonight as I'm led by the Holy Spirit to question you in regards to your surety. If you sure that God affirmed you, then walk in it. Don't let nobody, it doesn't matter who they are or what they got hanging up on the wall. Come on, somebody, amen. You better know God for yourself. And see, when God spoke that, amen, he spoke it because he knew what his Son was going to go to. He was going to be tempted, amen. And the same thing for us. We cannot operate in our God-given call without being what? Affirmed. If it was important to God, and it was, amen, to affirm his Son, then we must be affirmed. I'm trying my best to take my time because I don't want to rush this because this is some very serious stuff. Amen? Even with in regards to John. Remember, John didn't want to baptize Jesus. John argued against Jesus coming to him for baptism. Why? John simply said, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me? He was not worthy to baptize Christ. He said Christ is coming to him was too great of an honor. He did not deserve the privilege of baptizing Messiah, the Lamb of God. So John's humility was most unusual. Amen. But the point I want to say, and I'm going to move to work, I really want to stay focused on verse 17, is that in regards to how John felt, and it was true, but remember, the word of God had to be fulfilled. Amen. And God wanted to be known. I can't even imagine the voice of God speaking, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Because, my brothers and sisters, we better be affirmed by God ourselves. Amen. This is some serious time we're living in. And God wants us to be very sure, not arrogant, but be confident. See, there's a difference between being arrogant and being confident. We need to be confident that God has affirmed us. And if God has affirmed you, don't let anybody persuade you anything otherwise. We got another verse, and that's Ephesians 1:4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, what I'm doing tonight, thank you, Holy Ghost, is just confirming some scriptures to support my subject. Other words, that we must be affirmed by the Father, and we should not be victimized by a identity crisis. Amen. Matter of fact, your identity, it shouldn't even be a crisis. Come on, people. Amen. If you know who you are, then you stand on that. Amen. Stand firm in who you know you are. Amen. Ephesians 1:4-5, I'm going to read this. It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Here we go again. We've been chosen by God. God has affirmed us. Amen. So be sure. Be confidently sure in who you are in Christ, because it's very important that you know that. That's the reason why Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, but to be rightly, that you're able to what? Rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. And I want to share another scripture with us here. Amen. And it's going to be, bear with me, 2 Corinthians 4:4. It says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is in exact likeness of God. And we were there one time. We was blinded because we had not accepted Jesus Christ. So until we accepted Jesus Christ, we were blinded. And that's why the scripture says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. And it's sad to say, but I must say it, though, there are a lot of people in the household of God who are blinded because they don't apply themselves. They're not intimately seeking God the way that they should, so the Holy Spirit can reveal these things unto them. And that's why God has messages like this, amen, to be preached and to be taught. Amen, and the hope that it can bring deliverance in the various situation that we may be in order to position ourselves to say, I'm not no longer going through an identity crisis because I know who I am. Amen. This is a timely message, my people, God. Amen. I know who I am. You better know who you are. You got to be confident and say, listen, I don't have an identity crisis. You might, and you got to be bold and let them folks know who's trying to say you are not who you say you are. Amen. It doesn't matter who they are. I'm going to reiterate that. You better know for yourself if God has affirmed you. Amen. In other words, if God has positively declared to you who you are and he has given you an identity, amen, and the word of God speaks it, he's given you an approval, then accept it from God, and what? Walk in it. Amen? Matthew 26:28 says this, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. Hallelujah. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. So you're not too far gone that God won't forgive you. Amen? And that if you've been victimized by walking in error, this message is here tonight for you to be delivered by way of repenting and set free. Don't let this night go by if you feel this message is being a blessing to you to put you back where you once were and where you should be by knowing that you no longer have to walk accepting what people say who you are, but that you may know who you are according to God. Amen? It's very serious. Amen. This is a very timely message. And as I move on, praise the Lord, another scripture I got that's very familiar to us, we hear it a lot, and that's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. Here we go again, y'all, affirming. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Here we go again. I'm trying to establish within you what thus said the Lord. In other words, before we was in our mother's womb, God already knew you was coming, I was coming. and what the hour God gave me call was going to be. Amen. Yes, it took us a long time. Some of us longer than others. Amen. To come in contact with our identity. Come on, people. Amen. But don't no longer struggle with an identity crisis. I hope this word truly blesses you tonight, that you know, amen, from the Holy Spirit working through me tonight and sharing this word with you, that you will leave here tonight, amen, being blessed assured that you have been what? Affirmed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. And then we got John 10:4. This is what it says. After he has gathered his own flock, are you God's own flock? Come on, people. Amen. We're trying to be relevant to this word and apply it to us right now. It says, as he gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because what? They know his voice. You better know the voice of God, because there are a lot of voices out here, y'all. Well, but one voice is God's voice. Amen. That's why we got John 10:4. I'm going to read it again. John 10:4. After he gathered his own flock. Do you consider yourself God's flock? Then what they're saying, the Holy Spirit. Now, we know we live in the dispensation of the New Testament, which is the Holy Spirit come and lead and guide us to do all these simple things, right? So the Holy Spirit even bring things back to what? Your remembrance. Come on, amen. So in other words, as I continue on, Matthew 22:14 says this, for many are called, are chosen. All I'm trying to do tonight, and I know, Brother James, this is going to be a part two next month, amen, because I want to verse through it, and I just want to put some, tonight, give some foundational scriptures and just come back in the next visit, Lord's willing, to expound a little deeper in my subject matter of identity crisis. Amen. And I read this again, 22:14, Matthew says, for many are called, but few are chosen. And what they're saying, you are chosen because everybody is not serious about their walk. If you're serious about your walk, then yes, God's going to choose you. Amen, to go to different areas. Amen. Don't be so focused on your assignment if you don't know what your calling is, because you know it's no way to know your assignment apart from your calling. Romans 11:29 says that the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. Amen. Without repentance. Amen. And we have Ephesians 2:19. This is what it says. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. So you was a Jew or Gentile. We fall in the Gentile era, right? So in other words, he's saying he's trying to give them some confidence. Give them some guidance. Okay, I know where you come from. I know who you used to be. Paraphrasing, right? Ephesians 2:19. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. All what God is doing through these scriptures, through me tonight, is showing you how we have been affirmed. Amen? And other words, don't anymore accept yourself as being a part of an identity crisis. Because from this message tonight, I hope and pray that you come in contact of who you are in the Lord. Amen? We must be affirmed. And when God gives you a positive declaration of who you are, it's sealed, y'all. It's a done deal. Amen? Deuteronomy 14:2 says, it's right here. It says, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you. Deuteronomy 14:2 says, you have been set apart. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You have been set apart. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You.
As holy to the Lord your God. And he has chosen you from all the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure. Now, I know we can go and say, well, you know, text, context. All I'm trying to do is group together you within a certain spiritual mindset to know that if you are in Christ Jesus, I told you one time before, was that 2 Corinthians 5:17-21, that we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, amen. So that's who we are, y'all, amen. And here we just expound on what Deuteronomy says, you have been set apart. Then it's up to you whether you know that or not, amen. You should know. If you don't, then pray tonight and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal unto you, amen, you've been set apart as holy to the Lord your God. Now, 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says this right here. It says, as for us, we can't help but thank God for you. And I say as a pastor, the same thing for members of my ministry and the people God come in contact, bring in contact with me. I say, yeah, you ought to give gratitude. Tell people, look, I thank God for you. Amen. I can't help but thank God for you. And Paul goes on and says, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, we are always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation. It's salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy, could God Almighty, and through your belief in the truth. Amen. So if you got members, amen, and not just as a pastor perspective or leadership, just one believer to another believer, just get words of encouragement and thank God for people, amen. If they have a part in your life, thank them, amen, because they could be the very person who may not be hearing this message tonight, but may be saying, well, I'm going through an identity crisis. I used to know, but I sinned and I fell short of the glory of God. We all have. Come on, y'all, amen. But what God is saying, give them these words to band-aid, to heal them. Come on, somebody. To bring them from where they are and to where they're supposed to be, to know who they are in Christ Jesus. Amen. As we continue on, amen. We got another verse right here. Okay, let me see. Let me see. We got, let's see. Where's my last day? John 6:44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at that last day. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to what? His purpose. Here we go again. We talk about being affirmed by the Father, amen, being positively declared, amen, declared by God. And God has given you a identity, amen. God has put his stamp of approval on who you are. Receive it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. And we go on into Ephesians 2:10. This is what it says. For we are God's masterpiece. Good God Almighty, Cousin James. Man. So when you are affirmed by the Father, then take these words of God and receive them, apply it to your life. And it doesn't matter who they are. If anybody try to tell you that you are someone different than what God's word says, put them in check. I'm gonna try to finish reading this verse right here. Okay? Ephesians 2:10. This is in the New Living Translation, right? It says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. We're talking about affirmation, being affirmed by the Father, and no longer have to accept the fact that somebody call you who you are not. Come on, y'all. I know my message. Focus tonight is identity crisis. You don't have no identity crisis. You may have one when we first started, but the Holy Spirit is revealing things to you right now, telling you that you don't have a identity crisis. You thought you did because God has lifted you up. He has healed you tonight. You have been healed. See, the thing about it, y'all, you know what? Don't say, I'm going to be blessed. You're already blessed. Amen. We are all, God bless us through his Son, Jesus Christ. But that's not my topic tonight, so let me move on. That may stay focused, amen? Ephesians 8, no. Let me see. Here we go. We got, I think my little live, it's just Ephesians 1:11. It may be off because it cut off one. But anyway, in regards to that, receive the word. This is God's word. Receive the word. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. Romans 8:29-30 says, for God knew his people in advance. Come on, y'all. And he chose them to become like his son. Now, I'm going to stop. I can't. Jane, I'm so overwhelmed by God's word and the Holy Spirit just pouring out right now within my spirit. I got to stop because I don't want to read this thing to the end without stopping and expounding a little bit. Amen. Romans 8:29-30 said, for God, now see, we are being affirmed tonight. Amen. For you who have not or did not know anything about what I'm saying, receive this word tonight that before we go out and do the work of God, we must first be affirmed. If God affirmed his own son, Jesus, and he did, I gave you the scripture, Matthew 3:17, he affirmed him. Amen. We must be affirmed. For God knew his people in advance. He knew you, he knew me, and he chose them, us, to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn amongst many brothers and sisters. Verse 30, and having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them, come on, y'all, here we go again, right? More, as old folks say, it's getting gooder and gooder, amen. He gave them right standings with himself. And having given them right standings, you know what? He gave them his glory. God Almighty. Amen. Amen. That's Romans 8:30. Amen. He gave them his glory. And to keep on with this, being that we on this roll, y'all, here's something else. John 15:16. It says, you didn't choose me. I know for some of y'all, this is familiar scripture, amen. For some of you who will not let it be this night that you will come in contact with this familiar scripture, you thought you chose God. Huh? You didn't choose God. I thought I did. I thought I chose God before myself until I come into God's word. Amen. That's why it's so important to get yourself involved with a word study. Amen. Let me finish now. John 15:16 says, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. That's powerful, y'all. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
That's powerful right there.
Yes, sir.
Amen? And then it says, however those the Father has given me will come to me, good God Almighty, and I will never reject them. Man, they reject you. No. Calm down, Norman. Calm down, Norman. Okay. All right. Okay. Listen, man may reject you, but Jesus said, I never will reject you. Man may try to tell you that your identity is not who you say it is. I have issues sometimes. Well, no, let me say it the right way. I don't have issues. And the reason why I don't, because I done grown up in this area. Amen. There are some areas that we may not have grown up in, but there are some areas that you have grown up in. So what God is saying, whatever that is, you know what it is. You don't need me to tell you. Matter of fact, you would need your pastor to tell you. Amen. You know what it is. Amen. Because we have inside of us the Holy Spirit that will bring conviction to what our spirit and let you know. That's why it's so important to grow. Amen. So if anything I've said thus far tonight that's been something you never heard before, then give God the glory. Amen. Give God the glory for putting you, your ears, to be able to hear this word, because we must know that if God affirmed his son when he spoke and said, this is my son whom I'm well pleased, then we shouldn't try to walk in our God-given calling without first being affirmed by God. Amen. Deuteronomy 7:6 says this, for you are a holy people who belong to the Lord your God. Of all the people on the earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure. Amen. This, I tell y'all something, this is just an awesome word. It really is. And one thing is I want us to kind of stay focused on why it's important, amen, to be affirmed by God, or should I say in this case, to the significance of why God affirmed, and what example do we have to derive from this this affirmation that God did with his son, is to look what happened shortly after his son was affirmed. We read Matthew 3:17, but look, right after Jesus was affirmed, it says in chapter 4, verse 1, then was Jesus led up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God. Now, you see how Satan tried to question what God said to his son. Now, we read verse 17 in third chapter, right, where it says that God spoke to his son and said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And now Satan over here talking about, if thou be the Son of God. Amen. You better know God has affirmed you. Amen. If God has affirmed you, don't let nobody talk. I don't care who it is. Amen. That's why it's so important for you to be grounded and rooted in God's word. Don't let nobody tell you what you're not. If God say who you are, that's who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Because Satan, here's one example here. We see what it says right here. And the tempter came to him, if thou be. If anybody come to you and say, if thou be, you better put them in place, because if you don't, you deserve what you get. Amen.
Oh,
don't blame nobody but yourself. That's why God put people to give you the word. Amen. You got to stand on God's word. I'm going to keep on reading, y'all. Look here. And it says now, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, it's Jesus speaking, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then, as verse 5, the devil taking him up into the holy city and sitting him on a pinnacle of the temple and said, here you go again, y'all, if thou be the Son of God. See, he ain't going to give up, y'all. He going to keep on and keep on and keep on, but guess what? Every time he brought up an if, Jesus gave him the word. Every time somebody bring you an if, you give him the word, right? And look what the blessing is,
like,
right? After all them if, look down in chapter 4, Matthew, verse 11, look what it says. Then, in verse 11, then the devil leaveth him, took God Almighty, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So what Satan realized is, I can't break him. And all my ifs, you know why he couldn't break him? Because Jesus knew that his Father had affirmed him. And if you know that God has affirmed you, then the devil is the same way he leave it Jesus, he's going to leave it you.
Amen.
God Almighty. God, he leave it. Amen. He leave him. Verse 11, y'all. Then the devil leaving him, because every time he brought up an if, after the affirmation they give it, that's why it's so important that we get this word, amen. And don't let nobody tell you otherwise, amen. If you know that God has affirmed you, it's up to you to stand on your affirmation, amen. Don't blame nobody else. It's your own fault if you let somebody manipulate you. It doesn't matter who they are, amen. I've done funerals and spoke at funerals when I'm supposed to be a nobody preacher because I'm not part of the dignified list. Come on, somebody. I can be real, y'all. Amen. And people look like, well, who is this? Who is this? It doesn't matter who I am in one regard, but what matters is that God has called me. God has assigned me. Are y'all hearing me, church? And one thing about that right there before I get ready to play this song, right, if the thing of it is this here. If a person is operating in the right spirit, the Holy Spirit is going to confirm to them who you are. Amen.
Amen.
We don't have to sit here and speculate. Amen. If in fact God has called me, amen. That's one of the functionalities of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for tonight. And I go as far as say that we don't hope something been said. We know something has been said that has been what? A blessing unto you. Amen. And that's why,
amen,
people, God, we got to stand sure and confident on this word, amen, that God has already confirmed, because he has affirmed. Come on, y'all, amen. If God has what? Affirmed, then he then what? Confirmed. Amen. And you got to stand. Amen. If you got to stand all by yourself, you better stand. Amen. And I want to give. I'm in preparation to play this song. Amen. And I know. Here we go again. We got to know, y'all. I know one verse. I can't remember which one it is, but it says, "I know whom I believe." Amen. Do you know whom you believe? Amen.
Amen.
Do you know? The song I'm gonna play tonight is from Will Murphy. It's, "I know why I am here." I played this song years ago, and the church just started crying. People were just crying, and they were just crying, and they were just crying. Amen. And I didn't realize it had that effect, because a lot of people didn't realize that you never know what a person is going through in their life. Amen.
That's right.
So bear with
Amen.
Me. It's getting ready to play right now.
Pastor Norman King, I'm going to end the show with
yes.
your song, so I'm not going to do a prayer. We're going to close the song out with the show out with your song on tonight.
Okay. All right. I think it's kind of buffering tonight, Bro James. So.